And with me is Park Manager Dave Tursti. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, I understand that the covered bridge is covered.
The bridge has been raised. Yes, the timber frame bridge that connects us across the trail, across the community connection stormwater, is now up. It was erected on Monday, and the product is just beautiful. I think the park board met last night, of course, and there was a lot of praise for the bridge. This was a collaborative effort with the North House, the local industrial arts class from the high schools, and my park staff. And boy, is it cute. If you like timber framing and you like garden structures, this is one of those heirlooms.
Well, I'm going to have to stop down and see it because I looked when I drove by there the other day and I couldn't see it, but now you tell me that I probably can.
It is right on the, as you are pulling into town at the bottom of the hill, at the harbor, take a look on the right-hand side right before the North House, and you'll really quite see it from the highway. It still needs a finishing touches, the roof, and then the trail connecting it, of course. Sure. It's sort of sitting up high right now, but we'll be back in there doing final grading and paving in the next few weeks. We'll have this all-access trail into the park.
Well, speaking of North House, they want to use part of your beach.
Yes. At the meeting last night, Greg Wright, the executive director, petitioned the park board for temporary use of the what's a city property between us and the North House on the beach. It's a shared space already. It's where the small boats are sort of staged, and the, there's a little timber frame of the North House is sort of a pavilion on their property line. That they've got a class coming up in June, a birch bark canoe building, and it's, you know, they build a 20-foot canoe, so they were hoping to use a little bit more space on the beach, and that was approved easily. It's, I think, going to be a neat demonstration area for people to be able to come down and look at how this actually works.
Yeah, Eric Simula is doing the class.
Eric Simula is the instructor, very, very skilled, knowledgeable, and the class is going to be sort of in
now, I've watched him build a canoe during the wooden boat show, I think it was. And yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's a lot to it.
That's coming right up, and this is going to coincide with the show. I think his class starts as early as next week, the 16th, runs through July. But, of course, the boat show on the 21st through the 23rd is the the real chance to show these skills to the world. So, yeah, we were excited to be able to allow that to happen on campus.
So how's the golf course doing?
Well, it's greening up. Mike Kunshear had the news of the greens up there not being as bad as they were last month. There's no more ice and snow on them.
No, that's good, yeah.
That left about a week ago.
That hardly seems possible.
The frost is finally out, and the greens are greening up. There's some few temporary greens. You know, it's certainly not like last spring, and it is going to be in good shape by July. We got a new greens mower approved from City Council, a capital purchase for a very nice new piece of machinery that's going to be able to help these greens. I would hope in the long run he's going to be able to have a really nice product.
Swimming lessons at the pool.
Hey, that's big news for families of young children. The summer swim lessons at the pool are signing up right now. Call the pool, 387-1275. Charles will be happy to book your child into an appropriate level. We're doing like level 1 through 4. And you may have had them in kindergarten or first grade when school was in session. Now's your chance to supplement that, maybe get a level or two ahead and keep your kids swimming and safe around water. Call the pool, 387-1275.
What was that again, please? 1275?
1275.
Okay. And I understand, before I let you go, that there has been a request for a tree planting in Harbor Park.
Yes, a very special tree for a very special lady. Betty McDonald will be memorialized in a hawthorn tree.
Oh, really?
One of her favorites, I take it. And the Garden Club put in a request, and we're happy to be able to plant that tree for her.
And anybody that's ever been to Betty's house knows that she was an extraordinary gardener herself.
Yes, extraordinary in many ways. And the creation of Harbor Park, I think, was due in large to her efforts and many other fine volunteers.
Big leader in that.
Yeah.
And we lost a real dedicated community organizer and leader in Betty, but she had a great deal to do. She and a couple of other people in particular, Sue Ellen Cruz and some others, that really made that Harbor Park happen.
We're going to continue to keep it nice for her.
That's good.
She's still watching.
Okay. Thank you. Dave Terstig is the manager for Grand Marais Parks and Recreation. Thanks.